Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 289.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, man. I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
That's right. Today is the day for you to take your money, your business, your life to levels that you only thought were dreams. Let me tell you something. Don't quit your daydream. Don't quit that thing that you've always wanted, that you've strived for so long and then just decided, forget about it. Don't do that. Let me tell you something. There's three answers that the good Lord above in heaven will give you. He'll either say yes, no, or wait a minute. And so don't mistake a wait a minute for a no. There are things that you've given up on that you can have if you'll just wait. Last night was the World Series. And for those who are living under a rock, let me tell you, the Astros won. The underdog won. You don't have to be a sports fan or a baseball fan to appreciate someone who's made a comeback. And I want to tell you, that's, I think, the reason why so many of us entrepreneurs love sports is because it's that story of David and Goliath, the underdog, the one who was counted out but came back for a win that we relate to, because that's so much like life. I think it's because we can all empathize with being left for dead, marginalized, dismissed, and maybe assumed no longer relevant. But I'm telling you, I love it when I see a team that has not, you know, half the payroll of another team beat them, because it tells me it's not about, you know, big time payrolls and all of these resources that, you know, if you've got a skill set, if you've got a craft, if you'll hone in what you do and do best, that no amount of money, no amount of planning, no amount of scheming can stop you and keep you down if you're willing to go after what you want. And this year's World Series between the Houston Astros and the Los Angeles Dodgers was an exciting World Series if you didn't see it. They had everything in it that a sports fan would want, everything from competition to storylines that sort of wove between the players. One team, like I said, the LA Dodgers, represent a payroll that was the highest in baseball. And they got beat by a team that has been in a rebuild for the last 3 or 4 years and is making, you know, they sort of went after it this year with some trades and some things they were doing, and it was so fun to watch. But one of the most interesting stories of the whole series, and it's a story that I'm familiar with because I'm familiar with Evan Gattis and his story, because he came to the Braves first when he first got into the major leagues and then went on to Houston, because he is the ultimate comeback story. If you don't know Osso Blanco, he was, you know, just a few years ago sweeping floors as a janitor. And so when the Astros traded Evan Gattis, they didn't just trade for his future, but they also received his past. And I'm not referring to Evan Gattis' stats with the Braves, but the story of his early struggles with his demons that will make you appreciate how far he had to come. Everyone knows of former top prospects like Josh Hamilton and his struggles with the addictions. But Evan's tale comes from a more modest start. The story starts as a high school student. Evan has battled addiction problems with alcohol and marijuana. Why would a promising athlete, you ask, turn to alcohol and marijuana at such a young age? It's the same reason thousands of other high school students do, to get away from the depression they feel. As a teacher, I first, this guy that's writing this article said he saw depression, how it can affect children. And you don't have to be just a child. I mean, life beats us all up. And if we don't have the strategies and the spiritual fortitudes and the sociological and psychological tools to use to battle against, you know, depression, to battle against discouragement, to battle against some of these things, then it is tough. And so to see someone that had such a promising career, that had such, you know, high hopes, and then all of a sudden not be able to see that because of this problem, and then to work through it, to push through it, to stare his demons down in the face of adversity and say, you're not going to have the better of me, but I'm going to have the better of you, and push through it, get back to the major leagues, and now is a World Series champion. I'm telling you, I love stories like this because it shows you and I that if you want something bad enough, you can have it, but are you willing to fight for it? You know, I challenge anybody when they tell me I want this and I want this. Well, I tell them, will you fight for it? Because if you won't fight for it, you don't want it. It's a dream. It's a wish. It's a great thought, but it's not what you're saying. It would be nice if I had, if it fell in my lap. You know, nothing in life worth having. No relationship, no position, nothing is going to come to you without a fight. It just don't happen. And if something does fall in your lap, if you are a lottery winner, let me suggest to you today, you won't keep it unless you fight to keep it. Because I've never seen ignorance chase, or money chase ignorance, as I like to say it. You've got to be smarter about yourself and what you want to do and how you handle things and how you handle what you've been given. I did a message this past Sunday. I was asked to speak at my home church, and I was glad to do it. And I talked about being in the press. And as a matter of fact, this show is not a religious show. I don't usually try to, quote unquote, preach to people on my podcast. This is about business. But I do have people from time to time asking me about different resources when it comes to that. And so I'm going to link it in the show notes of this particular podcast. But it has some real business implications as well, because you are going to be pressed in business. You are going to be pressed in sales and in marketing and managing people and in leadership. You're going to be pressed in your personal life. Everything you do, everything you touch from time to time is going to be challenged. And do you know how to handle it? And I isolated about five things that you're going to feel pressed on all the time. Number one is the reports of others and the opinions of others and what other people think. They're going to try to give you their griefs, their sorrows, their feelings towards something. It's just, you know, it's the story of the two crabs, you know, that are crawling on the ocean. You know, the fisherman's tale that says, you know, if you ever want to keep a crab in a bucket, all you have to do is put another one in there and they'll hold each other down. You put one crab in a bucket and one of them, he'll crawl out. That's the way a lot of negative people in the world are. And you've got to learn not to listen. You know, I won't post it because it might be misinterpreted in the context of my life and friends and family and things of that nature. But, you know, I read a infographic through social media the other day. It says, I never trust a broke preacher. And the point is, you know, there are a lot of people with opinions that will tell you how you should live your life, how you should do this. I mean, the world is full of people that's willing to share what they think. But I've always looked at, if you're going to talk to me about marriage, then I'm going to look at your marriage. If you're going to talk to me about business, I'm going to look at your business. If you're going to talk to me about money and how to make money, I'm going to first see, do you know how to do it? Okay. So you cannot allow the thoughts, the opinions, the reports of others. You know, Isaiah says, whose report do you believe? You know, you've got to decide, you know, I'm going to believe absolute truth, and I'm going to go after and believe and surround myself with people that are operating at a level I want to operate. Those are the people that I'm going to give permission. Because if you allow, if Evan was to hang out in the illustration I'm using today, if Evan was to hang out with the people that was still smoking the pot, still drinking the booze, still living a life a certain way, and maybe it brought him some comfort. Maybe it would have brought him, it wouldn't have challenged him. He could have then threw up his hand and says, well, this is my lot in life. But he had a talent, he had a skill set, and he knew if he would just break away from that situation and develop it, he could be a world champion. And last night he became one. You can too. So don't allow the opinions of others. Number two, what other people say, their words, your words. I will tell you not to stick your head in the sand, not to listen to criticism, but is it criticism that builds you up or is it criticism that tears you down? I had a friend of mine post on social media, not necessarily a friend, but an acquaintance, a pastor in a community of a few counties away from where I live. And he asked a question, he posed a question, you know, what's the definition of a true friend? And of course, I responded to it, someone who's willing to tell you what you need to hear, whether it hurts your feelings or not. Because, you know, the good book says, David says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. If you're a true friend, you'll tell me my blind side, even if it challenges me, even if it offends me at that moment. So words are important. You're living, you are operating, you are experiencing the life that you experience right now. I will tell you, a lot of it has to do with the words you entertain, the words you listen to, and the words you speak. So only speak and listen to words that build up. Only speak to words of gentleness that are both truth and love. You know, if you love someone, then tell them and tell them in ways that reflect that feeling. And if you're going to say something that's truth and maybe it's hard, put it in the context of love. You know, I was talking to someone recently and they had said some things that was a little harsh and I was recommending, you know, there's a better way of saying that. And they said, well, did I say anything that was untrue? I said, no, your content was true, but your context was rough. See, if you want to be successful, if you want to achieve your dreams, if you want to make that comeback, if you want to have what is yours, the one of the things that you're going to be pressed on is the words you use and the words that you listen to. And it needs to be both truth and love. And finally, how are you dealing, number three, with pressure? Sometimes the press that you feel you're being pressured on is maybe financial, maybe it's health, maybe it's relationships, maybe it's inner struggles, maybe it is addiction. If you're feeling pressure today, let me give you a couple things I would tell you to do. Number one, refocus. Refocus. And you say, what are you talking about? The good book says, count it all joy when diverse trials and temptations and tribulations come your way. What he's saying there, when the word count there literally means to reallocate it as an asset class rather than a liability. You and I, the average person, when they see problems, when they see situations that are not the most, you know, attractive, the thing that they'll want to do is hang their head, get discouraged, walk away, you know, feeling bad. And if you will learn to take the pressures when pressures come and refocus and say, instead of looking at this as a problem, maybe I should look at this as an opportunity. Instead of looking at this as, you know, just one more thing to hang your head about, get frustrated about, get irritated about, start complaining about, maybe if I could solve this problem that's in front of me, if I could solve and become and come up with a solution for the situation, not only could I solve it for myself, I could solve it for others. That is how TerryWilson3.com was born. I lost everything. I got thrown into another career path. I learned real quick that the problem with direct sales, insurance, and marketing and all that is you have to buy crazy leads or learn how to market your own leads or call on your friends, family, and foes and pester them to no end. And I didn't want to do that. So what did I learn how to do? I learned how to use online marketing tools to the point that it exploded my business, to the point I solved the problem so well, people were asking me to solve their problems. And when you can solve problems, that's what brings value. And when you have value, you have the ability to gain wealth. When you become a member at TW3, and for you members that are listening to this right now, think about this just for a second. You have a lead generation marketing tool. You know how to generate leads. You have people coming to you that either want a job opportunity, business opportunity, or want a tool to buy to generate leads for their business. And even if you onboard free affiliates, you can generate leads for them and sell them leads. And you're getting leads for absolutely hardly anything. And if you sold it for $1, $2 a piece, which is really cheap, you would be making money. Because why? You have solved a problem, the problem that everyone needs. I need people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is I offer. So when you're feeling pressure, refocus and stop looking at it as just a problem and start looking at it as an opportunity to solve something so that you can then turn around and create value for yourself and for other people. And also, when you're under pressure, move. Move from where you're mentally at. Move from where you are emotionally at. You know, the good book here again says the wisdom is in a multitude of counsel. Have other people look at this same problem. Get together. Join a mastermind. Pay for some coaching. Do whatever it takes, but move from the current state that you're in. Let some fresh eyes, let some people that have gone before you look at that, help you solve that problem so that you can create value for yourself and others. The fourth thing that you might feel is defensive. So number one, you're worried about the opinions of others. Maybe that's got you, you know, pressed, and it's got you wanting to quit your daydream. So the opinions of others, or maybe the words you were saying or hearing others say, maybe it's the pressures of life. Maybe you're just continually feel like you're being under attack by life itself, by whatever. And you're in this defensive posture and you're constantly feeling like you're in a defensive mode. I told the church that I was speaking at, in my message, I was saying, you know, I'm a huge Tar Heel fan, love Tar Heels. Of course, I'm a sports fan, as you can hear, because we're talking about the Houston Astros and Evan Gattis and all that. But one of the things that I'm going to give honor, where honor is due, is Coach K and the Blue Devils, even though I can't stand them because I'm a Tar Heel. And if you're a true Tar Heel, you hate the Blue Devils. And if you're a true Blue Devil, you hate the Tar Heels. But back when I was a kid in high school playing JV basketball, went and heard Coach K speak one time, and one of the kids at the camp asked him, you know, why does your player slap the floor? And he says, because in basketball, you have the one team has a goal on this side, the other team has a goal on this side, and when you're on defense, you're actually what's considered on the other side of the court, on the other team's side of the court. And what we do is we slap and say, no, we own this side of the court as well. You're still in our house. It's a mental posturing. It's a mental reminder. And you have to be the same way. When you're feeling under attack, when the bills are piling up, when life has just got you, you know, sort of beat up sometimes. Sometimes you just got to slap the floor. You got to slap the bill. You got to slap the desk. He said, no, we're going on offense here. We're going to do something about this. We're not going to stay where we're at. And so when you're feeling like you're on in a defensive mode, in a defensive posture, I would tell you realign your mental state right then and there and start thinking, how can I offensively attack this? How can I go after it where I don't have to stay here? And fifth and finally, are you in sort of like a press, like a wine press? I use that as an illustration, where your energy and your life is just being squeezed out of you. You feel like you're tired all the time. You feel like you are just, you know, constantly exhausted. You know, so many people are so tired that I talk to in our coaching sessions and stuff. And one of the things that's got them so tired is they got so much busyness of life, busyness of work. And I will contend that a lot of people, if you want to be rich, just learn how to take 20% of your work time and be more efficient with it. You don't even have to, you know, so many people are really on an 8-hour day. They're probably only producing about, 30 minutes of that day. And I know you're saying, Terry, you're crazy. Terry, you've lost your mind. I'm telling you, you're busy, but are you actually producing results? Are you just constantly doing busy work? Are you constantly spinning your wheels? Are you constantly just cold calling and not reaching anybody? Are you spending so much time and so much energy on menial task of that business, of that work, of whatever that project is, but you're really not advancing the ball? Because in our business in sales, you're not advancing the ball until you have leads. You got to have leads, and then you got to speak to those leads, and then you got to convert those leads. That's the process. And if you're spending your time, I got to do this, I'm doing this about the business, doing this about, I'm amazed. I had a rep one time that was with me literally for 2 years and never made their first sale. And they booked their first coaching. I said, what are you doing? I know she's been with us for 2 years. Are you using it to do this or that? Maybe it's something outside of our business. He goes, no. She said, I'm here to sell your platform. The reason I bought it is because I want to learn it. And I was like, well, what are you doing? Well, I've just been studying. She never engaged. She made I call it making perfect the enemy of good. She felt like because she didn't have everything exactly right and exactly the way she wanted it and exactly perfect, she would wait. She just kept delaying her launch and launching her business. And I finally told her, I said, listen, you don't have to get everything right. You just have to get a few things adequate and you can be wildly successful in this business, but you got to start. Activity drives results. Good activity drives better and good results, just get started and quit worrying about all the busy, mundane, task driven stuff, because it will wear you out and you will go nowhere. And that's why I love leveraging tools like voice broadcast dollars, bulk emailers, bulk texters, online marketing. That I've got all of these tools that literally allow me to do, like the book says, the 4-hour work week. See, I will tell you, I can get more done in 4 hours in a week than most people get done in 12 hours a day. Why? Because I'm not dependent upon anything, just one thing that I can do. But I'm using technology to do a lot of the work for me. And so the only time I'm actually doing something is when I'm producing a podcast, I'm producing a webinar, or I'm on that one-on-one coaching, and it's basically helping people onboard with us. So you've got to get the same way in your business, whatever that looks like. I'm just telling you and sharing with you what it looks like in my business. But you got to start thinking creatively. You got to start thinking, what can I do to leverage more time? Because if you don't, you're going to be constantly exhausted and you're going to want to quit your daydream. And I will tell you, without a dream, there's no hope. Without a hope, there's no motivation. Without any motivation, there's no reason to do anything. So don't quit your daydream. Keep moving forward. Keep pushing forward. Keep going after what you've wanted to do from day one. Don't allow anybody to get in your face and tell you you can or you can't. It doesn't matter what other people's opinions are. It doesn't matter what other people have said. It doesn't matter what the pressures of this life are giving you right now. It doesn't matter if you're even under attack. It doesn't matter even if you're exhausted. I'm telling you, I've learned when I'm doing what I love to do, when I'm doing and pursuing my passion, even if I'm tired, my joy and my passion for what I'm doing will take me even further. Get involved. Get doing what you were made to do. And I promise you, you won't ever have to quit your daydream, and you can go to the next level. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, this is a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.